You're listening to Spice Radio, 1200 AMs, The Morning Buzz with Mankiran Aujla. And April is Sikh Heritage Month, and there are plenty of events going on. So we're going to be speaking to now Dinesh Singh, one of the directors. Dinesh, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
What is the purpose of Sikh Heritage Month?
Yeah, so Sikh Heritage Month, it was first celebrated in BC in 2018. And it was federally declared in 2019 after a bill was passed, introduced by Dr. Aliwal, an MP from Surrey. And really, the purpose of it was to highlight the history of Sikhs in Canada, Sikhs in BC, which is over 125 years old now. And, you know, just to highlight the contributions that Sikhs have made to the economic, social, and cultural fabric of the province. You know, often we see history portrayed in schools or in mainstream culture, which often doesn't include Sikh voices or Punjabi voices. And so this month is just to highlight that our history is not just Sikh history or Punjabi history, it's also Canadian history. It is BC history as well. So just to spread that awareness. And Sikhs are often also a very visible minority, as we know. But people still don't know a lot about our culture, our history. So just to highlight that as well.
And talk a little bit more about the history, especially of the Sikhs. Like you said, in BC and in Canada, it has been a long one now. But has the work improved, though, in terms of the awareness and are more schools kind of talking about it?
We've definitely seen a shift over the last few years, especially with Sikh Heritage Month. You know, we've heard stories, obviously, growing up of the racism and the discrimination that Sikhs have faced. Some of the changes we've seen recently is with our education project, for example, where we released lesson plans related to Sikh history or Sikh culture made by teachers or teachers part of the BC curriculum following all the guidelines. And we've seen that getting implemented into, I think, about 200 classrooms now, just as you know, different topics such as history, geography, language. So that's been a big shift that we've seen. We've also seen more Sikhs in prominent positions, like we know Jagmeet Singh and other politicians as well. And so I think that's definitely helped in that sense.
And like when we talk about Sikh Heritage Month too, particularly in BC specifically, how has it grown over the years?
Yeah, so when we started in 2018, you know, we were just a bunch of university students, and we did it as part of our Sikh Students Association in SFU and UBC. And the first year, we only did 5 events that we put on during the month. And we've grown to now this year doing over 20 events, a lot of them partnered events with other community organizations. You know, our team has grown as well. And we've gotten a lot of great response from the community. You know, this wouldn't be possible without the community support. And the support we've gotten from our community, from like the Sikh community and the mainstream community as well, it's been really encouraging.
Great to see that. And I know earlier there were awards given to change makers in the community. Can you tell us a little bit about like just this award ceremony and how it all works?
Yeah, so these awards are meant for Sikhs that have done a lot of work or have done achievements that often go unrecognized during the year. And so with the help of community nominations, we try to choose change makers who have made a lot of contributions and will continue to make contributions in the future. And so this year we had 3 recipients. One was Ramnik Johal, who's a journalist who's done a lot of work around international students, the overdose crisis, especially with international students, and with foreign interference as well. And she's won some awards around that as well. And we also had Jaspreet Singh Malik, who is a lawyer by practice and who's the first the star-wearing venter of the BC Law Society. And we also had Dr. Chanjit Karsandra, who recently got her PhD in history from UBC, and she's made a lot of contributions to you know, discovering our heritage and discovering our history in the province as well.
Mm-hmm. Amazing. And now, Dinesh, let's get into, you know, what can people do this Sikh Heritage Month? What are some of the events going on?
Yeah, so we actually still have a lot of exciting events coming up. They can all be seen on our website at sikhheritagebc.ca. This upcoming weekend, we have our main event of the month, really our art exhibition called GOM. This exhibition really is to highlight the 40-year anniversary of the Sikh genocide, as we know. The Sikh community's resilience over the years facing discrimination in BC, the anniversary of Jallianwala Bagh massacre that happened in Amritsar 110 years ago. So all of these stories that come together and really paint a picture of resilience, or Chardhi Kala, which is our theme for the month. So that's our main event happening this Sunday. There'll be two showings at 1 p.m. and then at 6 p.m. at Surrey City Hall. And the tickets can be found on our website. All the other partnered events are there as well. And then we also have another major event at the end of the month at the Chan Center of Performing Arts at UBC. And this will be a concert featuring Ishar Singh, an artist from the UK, who plays santoor and accompanied by his fellow musicians. And that we'll also have a discussion portion of that event, which talks about, you know, the history of storytelling in the Sikh tradition, using music, and how that's unfolded over the decades.
So plenty going on here, Dinesh. I want to thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it. And if people want to get just sort of more information on what's going on, where can they go?
Yeah, so everything, all the information can be found on our website at sikhheritagebc.ca, including tickets, all the partnered events information, and all the events I just mentioned as well.
Dinesh, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it. You take care.
Thanks for having me, Mankir.
So we just talked about how April is Sikh Heritage Month, with plenty of events going on this month. We spoke to Dinesh Singh, who is one of the directors. Stay with us here on Spice Radio, 1200 AM.